You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't just watch the draft, play the draft, Dog Pound. Join me in a Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Play the Draft is a fun, free fantasy game for the NFL Draft. Find undervalued draft prospects for your chance to win prizes, including a VIP training camp experience. Sign up now at ClevelandBrowns.com. By the way, Joe Hayden is advertising his softball
Dude,
classic.
Is that star-studded or what?
I mean, my goodness. Dion. Listen to this lineup. Prime time. Deion Sanders, Colin Kaepernick, Randall Cobb, Larry Fitzgerald, Richard Sherman, Mike and Marquise Pouncey, T.J. Ward, Earl Thomas, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Cam Chancellor, and LeSean McCoy.
Makes me wait. It's an Eastlake, Ohio. That's an Eastlake.
And I think that's the Browns. It could be a Browns fan fest.
Saturday, June 6th?
Yeah.
So Joe wouldn't be able to participate?
No. The fan fest is like during the day. I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about that yet. But
Well, you are talking about it.
So when is it again? Let me put it in my calendar.
I
think it's Saturday, June 6th. And we could have an NBA Finals game going on.
No, the finals are always Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. So Thursday's game one, and then Sunday will be game two. That's good. You know where I have to go? Never mind. There might be people listening that are not supposed to know what I'm doing. So it definitely involves losing my man card.
Talkie, no more talkie, Gibbs.
Yeah.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Exactly.
Let's keep you out of trouble. Yeah. All right. Let's go to John in Uniontown. John.
Yeah, I'll do some talking.
Hey, yes, you're all right. Yes, good.
I just want to say I love the Browns uniforms.
Awesome.
The more I see them, the more I like them.
Yep.
With the draft, I'd love the Browns to pick two defensive players in the first round and build a premier defense since we're low on the quarterback totem pole.
Fair.
But I had three quick questions I wanted to ask you guys. I will have to hang on and listen to you guys. But
okay.
One, do you think Johnny Manziel could become sort of into the mold of Seattle quarterback? So I'm drawing a blank.
Russell Wilson?
Do you think he could hone his skills and become like that kind of a mobile quarterback? And number two,
that's the dream. Let's just go one at a time. That's the dream scenario for Johnny Manziel. I think he's got a little bit more athletic ability than Russell Wilson, but he doesn't have that command of the pocket. He does not have that presence yet and that calmness and the ability to take care of the football, make good decisions yet. So that's what you're hoping he can become.
I'd take a Russell Wilson on my team if
I could
beat Tom Brady.
Of course.
Number two, what are Josh McCown's shortcomings in his game? Like, what can we expect to say, you know, this is kind of what's going to happen if he doesn't, you know, play like a 14-2 quarterback?
Josh McCown, he is, you know, he's old at this point, a little bit older. He doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, but he's got a good arm. He's not the most accurate quarterback in the world. He's going to throw some interceptions, so he's got some issues. You know, the reason that he's been in the league this long is because he has talent. The reason that he hasn't been a full-time star in the league is because he doesn't have elite talent. That kind of talent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So that would be there. 216-578-0850, wrapping up our first hour here. Brandon in Brunswick. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hanging in there. Just about the draft. You guys talk a lot about Danny Shelton. I think I almost rather have Malcolm Brown than Shelton because he's almost just as big. He seems a little bit nastier, and I think he's quicker off the snap.
So you prefer Malcolm Brown to Shelton. And I'm fine with either one of those guys.
I mean, I'd be cool with either one,
too. Interesting how it plays out. What?
I'd be cool with either one, too. I just think Malcolm Brown. I mean, I just think we need players that are going to be nasty. Like, they just – you look at them, and you're afraid to come play Cleveland.
That's what you want. That's what this defense
wants to be. That's what Jim
O'Neill
talked about.
That's right. Knock them down. Don't pick them up on this defense. And, yes, they need a mean guy in the middle. I happen to like Shelton. The more I read about his story, I like him even more. You know, he's dealt with a lot of things. I think Danny Shelton's got an opportunity to be a special player here. And I just kind of liked his presence when he was in the building. I enjoyed kind of his whole
persona.
I think he's somebody that the fans will get behind, and I think he's going to be rowdy and wild and rough and tough.
I will run his statistics again. 80 tackles.
Yes.
8.5 sacks.
Yes.
16.5 tackles for a loss.
Yes.
That is a very large man being very productive. And you would think, as productive as he is, that a team would run away from him, and I'm sure they did. We can't run inside because Shelton owns the middle. That means he's athletic enough to get off a block and chases the play and runs some guys down from the backside as well. You know, making those plays. An active big body is what this defense needs.
That is what they need. All right, let's get some tweets in here, Gibbs.
We got a ton of them, man. They are coming fast and furious. Michael Sheets tweets at the show, if Shelton slips to 12, you got to take him.
Fine. Agreed.
Marty tweets at us, no way, no running back in the first round.
No way.
Could not agree more at this
point.
I don't understand why we were even bringing in running backs. We got two good ones right now.
Smokescreen.
Could be smokescreen.
But why would you even bring them in?
Because if
why are you wasting your time?
What if you felt that you could do – what if you felt like you could get, you know, an Adrian Peterson or a Jamal Charles-level talent here?
Are you telling me that's what those guys are?
I like Melvin Gordon a lot.
I love
Melvin
Gordon.
He's got a lot of Jamal Charles to him. But I think that – what the NFL's shown is that if you have solid – I think we have very good backs. I think Crow's explosive. I think West can be good, and he's clearly working hard. I just don't think you put that kind of an asset at that kind of a commodity position.
My good friend Roger tweeting at the show, unless they think a guy can be a franchise changer, don't move up. Move down only if you can snag another first rounder. Could not agree with you more. Tom, keep the 12 and 19 picks and take the best available – at their respective positions. Carl tweets at the show, 12 defensive tackle, 19 inside linebacker. Have to stop the run or trade down from 19 to get more ammo for next year. Cardale.
Dude,
that's not going to –
no, no.
I love Cardale Jones.
Coach Patton is walking by making fun of the fact that my microphone went out. That was my big countdown moment.
It was,
Matt.
Man. And I had heard it three times in the dress rehearsal.
Did you like in the rehearsals when I was pretending to interview like the Brownsbacker president?
Yes.
And I was telling the stories.
And you interviewed Browns, Kevin Griffin.
And then the Browns.
What do you think about the jerseys?
They're cool.
I hope they're cool.
The Browns were down by 14, and then they scored, and they were down by 7, and then they scored. And it was a tie game.
And then it was riveting.
And then they kicked a field goal, and they won by 3. It was my favorite memory.
Oh, God.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.